Hey, what is up, Wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs all over the world? It's Brian Lofermento here, host of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, and this is an Action Saturday episode with a guest that you all already know and love. He was our featured guest in Wednesday's episode, which was episode 845. His name is Danny Nathan. Danny is the founder and CEO of Apollo 21. I loved the way he shared his entrepreneurial mindset, his strategies, the way that he views technology and scale, all in Wednesday's episode. So definitely go back and check that episode out, episode 845, if you haven't listened to it already. And just to give you a recap of and a reminder of who Danny is, after 20 years of product and technology experience, Danny has developed a habit of helping companies create new products and services and launch new ventures. In the past, he's been called a product person, a UX guy, a designer, a strategist, a marketer, a creative. He's worn so many different hats. Danny has led product build and launch efforts at an international scale. He's run countless design sprints and he's founded multiple companies. He's applied his expertise to a variety of companies ranging from pre-seed startups to Fortune 100 corporations, including American Express, Dyson, General Mills, Getty Images, so many more. In today's Action Saturday episode, I'll tell you what, I really love where Danny's going to take us into today's episode. It's such a strong reminder, no matter where we are in our journey, about resilience, and it's an action that we all need a reminder of. So I'm excited. Danny, take it away.
Hey there, Brian. Thanks for the intro. I'm so excited to be back. I have been thinking a lot about what to share for Action Saturday, and there's a story that comes to mind that kind of underpins my thought around Action Saturday and what action to take. And it circles back to a quote from Sam Altman, who said at one point, "The most underrated quality of a founder is being really determined. So much about being a successful entrepreneur is just not giving up." And it rings so true to me. Onto the story, it brings to mind when I was starting Apollo 21, someone who I respected deeply asked me if I was ready to be a CEO. And the question kind of caught me off guard at the time, and I stopped to think about it for a moment. And in that moment, I could see sort of my entire entrepreneurial career flashing before my eyes, if you will. And in that moment, I couldn't begin to think that there was an answer other than no, I'm not ready. There was no world in which I was ready to be a CEO, to lead a company, etc. And I had led teams before, I had founded a company before, but I also knew that there was so much that I didn't know about how to run a company and how to support the team that supports that company. So in that moment, I just couldn't imagine anyone ever answering yes to the question, are you ready? You know, who in their right mind would think that they were ready to take on the endeavor that is starting a company and hiring people and being responsible for their livelihood and keeping clients happy if you're in client services, or customers if you're in a customer-driven business. And I think back on that a lot. And at the time, after having that sort of massive epiphany all in the blink of an eye, of course, my answer was not, no, I'm not ready, but rather I'm ready to figure it out. And I had no idea at the time just how much truth there was behind that statement of I'm ready to figure it out. And I think the reality was I had no idea what I was committing to, quote, figuring out. I think I've learned more in the last couple of years of running Apollo 21 than I probably ever did in the decades leading up to starting this company. And of course, if you had asked me then if I was learning throughout my career, I would have absolutely said that I had learned a ton. So it just sort of builds on itself. And so I guess all of it comes back to determination for me. And it also comes back to something that we talked about last time we spoke, which is failure, which, you know, failure is something that rings true and runs through my mind all the time. You know, I mentioned previously that I have sort of a personal mantra that is fail beautifully. And it's a reminder to myself that in order to accomplish things, you have to try and you have to fail. So that brings me to my action point for Action Saturday, which is try. It's really that simple. If you want to build a business, if you want to start a company, if you want to become an entrepreneur, try and don't give up. It really all comes down to that. And I think Sam Altman really nailed it in his quote, so much about being an entrepreneur is just not giving up. So that's my advice for Action Saturday, and that's today's Action Saturday episode. So now it's time to take action. Thanks again.